I was making this point. Sankalpa Prabhavan, Kaman, Sarvan, Tyaktva, Asheshataha. Krishna says one should abandon all material desires in our heart without any exception. You cannot reserve some of them and keep for future. No, because they will multiply. So, although it is instructed here that all material desires should be abandoned, anya bilashita shunyam, it is more easily said than done. Because there are material desires in the heart of every conditioned soul which are constantly lurking, impelling one to act in wrong ways. And there are also objects of the senses externally that allure the living entities by dragging them down and impelling them to act in ways that will bring downfall of the conditioned soul. So we have enemies inside, we have enemies outside, both ways. So that is why it is not a very easy proposal that one removes all the material desires without any exception. Even to remove some of them is difficult. What to speak of removing everything without exception? It is not an easy joke. So in the Bhagavad Gita itself, Lord Krishna gives solution to save oneself from the situation. It is said that the control of the mind and senses is very important for a sadhaka. Because only by controlling mind and senses, although it is little painsome or painful in the beginning, if one does this, that is one of the ways to conquer the material desires. Controlling the mind and senses, which is actually called austerity. It is said when we voluntarily accept certain spiritual principles and adopt them in our life happily, it is called higher taste. But when we adopt certain spiritual principles that are given to us involuntarily or, you know, grudgingly, then it is called austerity. Austerity is seen as austerity when the attitude is wrong. Otherwise, austerity is never seen as austerity, it is seen as higher taste. And these austerities help us tapo divyam. Putraka yena sattvam shuddhyet yasmat brahma sokyam tvanantam. He says that shuddhyet means the material desires get purified by performance of austerity. Of course, no sadhaka can perform austerity without learning what is called regulation. If one is not regulated, one's austerities will not be effective. Austerities can be effective only in a climate of regulation. And regulation means yukta hara vihara seyukta cheshasa karmasu, in eating habits and sleeping habits and recreation habits, in what to accept, what to reject. One has to be very cautious and attentive and alert. And then by such a regulation, the austerities will be effective. And then one can gradually find one's heart becoming cleansed of the material desires. But in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, there is a interesting verse. This verse says that, no, this is coming in that section of Naranarayan Rishi. When the demigods are glorifying Naranarayan Rishi, in one of the prayers they are saying, my dear Lord, by adopting a regulated lifestyle and by performing severe austerities, certain spiritualists, after many long years of such practice of control of mind and senses, they literally conquer all their material desires. But at last, they fall into the small puddle, like the hoofprint of a calf. They fall into that and they terribly suffer. What is that? It is the pride and the anger that comes in the way of a spiritualist. In this way, they get drowned in that small puddle, although they have crossed the ocean, they are saying. So, the austerities that we perform and the regulation of the mind and senses that we do, the end result of that is, on one hand, it may eradicate material desires, on the other hand, it produces an artificial sense of pride and anger in the sadhaka's heart, by which they trick the sadhaka to fall back again into the whirlpool of material world. How can then one overcome that? That is also explained in the scriptures. That the path of devotion service that is enunciated by the acharyas. It is so powerful. Even if one follows it blindly, one will get enormous benefit. Dhavan munmilyavanetre na patet na skalet iha. Bhagavatam Lankya Canto says this. Dhavan unmilya. Unmilyava means if one is blindfolded and running very fastly, still he will not slip and fall. Na patet na skalet iha, he says. He will not stumble, he will not fall if he is running on the road of devotion service. Just like the express highway from Pune to Bombay. So, the royal road of devotion service is like a express highway. And one can run and one will never fall, he says. Which means, what is the meaning of this? The Shruti and Smriti are the two eyes of Brahmanas, without which a Brahmana is considered incompetent, impotent, good for nothing, without the knowledge of Shruti and Smriti. But if a sadhaka becomes a faithful servant of a Vaishnava Guru, and very attentively and respectfully, with great appreciation and gratitude in his heart, he follows all the principles taught by his spiritual master. Such a person develops all the wonderful qualities of a Vaishnava. And such a person, while practicing devotion service, even if he is an illiterate, he is unable to read and understand the books left behind by his spiritual master. Still, such a person will not fall down or slip. Why? Because the Lord says, I will supply him knowledge from within his heart. And I will escort him practically in his spiritual life. So, here comes the most important point. If one is eager to develop all the good qualities that are mentioned, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavat Akinchana Sarvai Gunaisatra Samadhesura, that words is said. Father, one has to become completely obedient to the advice of the instruction of the spiritual master. Now, every devotee in one's life has an initiating spiritual master and so many instructing spiritual masters. So, every one of you, if you think in your heart, there are some instructing spiritual masters who have had a tremendous influence in your life. So, those instructing spiritual master or spiritual masters, their instructions are very vital for individual devotee, because the initiating spiritual master is far away. But the instructing spiritual masters, like counselor and spiritual guides who are coming in our life, they know our particular problems very clearly. They are watching us very closely. So, these should be accepted with great respect. There should be gratitude in the heart. There should be appreciation. There should be the most important thing is the Jivatma. He has experienced so much cheating by so many living entities in so many lifetimes that now he is unable to develop trust in anyone or anything. Every time he suspects, maybe the soul is trying to exploit me. Maybe he will ruin me. So he is unable to develop faith anywhere, and he is running from pillar to post, not able to develop respect or faith anywhere. And Kali Yuga is the age of faithlessness, because there are so many people accepting spiritual roles and falling down in the age of Kali Yuga. So it is very difficult to find somebody very stable and pure and, you know, practically infallible, completely stable. It's very difficult to find. And if one finds also, then still the mind gives excuses. Maybe who knows when will this fellow fall. We are not very confident. So unless one develops very firm faith and hears the instruction with love and attention and respect, and reverence and appreciation and gratitude, these things. Unless one does this, there is no possibility of any progress. But if somehow or other, by some good fortune, we develop that kind of faith, then it is said that obedience to the spiritual master can very easily help the devotee conquer all material desires without exception. There is no material desire which cannot be conquered by a sadhaka when one accepts his obedience. Arna kori ho mane asha. This is the meaning of this. I abandon all my independent sankalpas arising from my own foolish mind, and I brush it aside, and I completely become obedient to the instructions of my superiors. Then that is one very easy way to conquer the material desires, because our body has senses, and the senses are active. We have karmendriyas, jnanendriyas. They cannot be inactive. They have to be active. But they have to be activated by the pure instructions given by the spiritual master. Then we are extremely safe. There is no danger for us. But if we are not having sufficient faith, and due to that lack of obedience, rebellion is the root cause of all material diseases. And rebellion has the ability to multiply material diseases. Because the rebellion leads to concocted, thinking, whimsical thinking. And that whimsical thinking can lead us nowhere. That is the best way to become a street dog. Wander here and there with no master. So, although I told you yesterday we have to abandon the material diseases, it is not a joke to abandon material diseases. We will find, owing to our previous habits, we are impelled to again and again do the same wrong things which we have been doing for millions of lifetimes. It's not very easy to abandon material diseases. But it will become very easy when we become obedient to the spiritual instructions that we get. Something new happens in a devotee's life, which is the spiritual realizations that are flooded into the heart of a practicing devotee by Srimati Radharani's special potency. And Srimati Radharani will reveal such instructions, such revelations in the heart of a devotee. The devotee will experience spiritual joy. And the spiritual joy, when it floods the heart of a devotee, material desires have no place there. They are driven out completely. Asheshata. There is no possibility. And there is no second way. That is why there is no second way. The jnanis and yogis and so many people, they conquer material desires apparently, but they again fall back, pray to them, stuck in the material world. But a devotee, by surrendering to the pure instructions, he elevates himself. So that is why it is said, pravishya chittam vidinotya shesham yathar tamar kogni ivati vata. I was telling you the verse other day. So pravishya chittam, the Lord enters the heart of the devotee as the super soul. When we chant the holy name, we hear it. And then the super soul is the one who cleanses the material desires in our heart. And externally, we see the sense objects, but we refuse to see them with our conditioned mind. We only agree to see them the way our guru wants us to see them. So that way, externally and internally, we escape from the menace of sense objects as well as material desires. And a devotee can live very peacefully. Tushtamana, the word is used. Namanjanantasya hatatrapappathan Guhyani bhadrani kritani chasmaran gam paryatan tushtamana gataspraha kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsaraha. See, four qualities he says here. Tushtamana, he, Narada boy, very peacefully lived his life. Tushtamana, gataspraha, all his material desires and aspirations were finished completely when he was entering the forest to perform meditation. And then he says, Kalam Pradikshan means what? He didn't desire, this material desires are torturing me so much, let me commit suicide. No. Because committing suicide indicates a desire for mukti. At the same time, he did not tell all the devotees, please pray for me, I have got cancer or something so I can live longer. He didn't even ask for any prayer at all. Why? Desire to live longer is a tendency of a bhukti. So he renounced both bhukti and mukti also, kalam pratikshan. He was willing to wait as long as Lord wanted him to wait in this world. Vimadu, vimatsaraha. He never became maddened by pride that comes from spiritual advancement. Vimadu, vimatsaraha. He became non-envious towards all living beings. So what are the four qualities? Vimadu, vimatsaraha, tushtamana, gataspraha. All these things because he sincerely followed the instructions of Bhaktivedantas. And he practiced devotional service. You see, Dhruva Maharaj had material desires, like any of us have. But he chanted, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, ordered by Narada Muni, a Vaishnava Guru. And then eventually the material desires were all destroyed completely. Without any exception, everything. And he became a liberated soul. And that chance is there for every one of us by reciting the holy name and by very faithfully following the instructions to become free from this menacing material desires within the heart and sense objects from without, which is putting the life of the conditioned soul in turmoil. And there is no second way. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desert trees or washing of